Off the ball
on News Talk
in association with the Air Sport app, allowing you to cast your favourite sporting action from your tablet or mobile phone straight to your TV.
Now, I'm sure you were listening to Oisin Langan's piece with Sean O'Brien yesterday. It was a very interesting piece. The story, we thought it had run its course, but it's been sparked back into life by the PR department at Lions Rugby today. Here's just a snippet of what Sean was saying to Oisin down at Tulla Rugby Club yesterday.
Probably, to be honest, I'd be pretty critical of it because I think we probably should have won the tour and we probably should have won it comfortably enough. I think there's a lot of learnings to take in the tour in terms of the coaching setup as well, and from a player's point of view of how we dealt with things. But yeah, it's a weird one, I suppose, drawing a series. You know, we got caught a little bit the first day with a different game plan. They came at us with a different game plan and changed it up a lot, and we were lucky the second day probably to get the win when you look at it, because our discipline was so poor. Yeah. But we had fought so hard in that game and put ourselves in good positions at the time. We probably didn't finish off a few scores that day, but then the third day, it could have went either way at the end. And kind of a decision went our way, but you make your own luck in those situations. But I think looking back, like, probably a bit of frustration that we didn't get it right. There's definitely proud moments in there. You can be proud of what we did out there at times. Not to be negative about it or anything, it was a great tour and everything, but at the end of the day, I think with the squad we had, we probably should have beat them.
Really?
Yeah, 100%. Best players in the world on a Lions tour, so I know you're playing the best team in the world, but with the quality and strength and depth we had, we should have probably won the tour.
Now, we normally wait to Monday nights to hear Gavin Comiskey of the Irish Times and his dulcet tones, but we thought, Gavin, we better get you in tonight just for a quick few minutes, because just after 6 o'clock tonight we got a little message into our inbox from the Lions PR department. They pretty much spent the afternoon, it would appear, trying to go through everything that Sean O'Brien said yesterday and refuting it line by line. They've talked about the specific minutes that players, forwards and backs, were subjected to in the build-up to the first test. They talked about, in particular, very specific defences of Rob Howley, who was the attack coach, the amount of tries, line breaks that Wales and Lions teams have made in New Zealand since 2012, and how much and the large proportion of those were responsible for Wales and Lions coached in their attack by Rob Howley. This story was probably just going to run its course. It certainly won't now.
Yeah. Look,
you can't keep the smile off your face.
This is very simple. They probably should have respected a Lions, two-tour Lions legend with a bit of silence. He came out and spoke honestly. Look, the Lions CEO, John Feehan, has come out against Sean O'Brien by putting his quotes around what their response to what he said. This is not an outburst, as one Welsh media outlet put it. He said it on two different days. He said it across five different platforms very calmly. He pointed it out. And, like, if we don't have people like this in sport, you don't progress. If you don't have leaders who come out and say this. And he said it to them as well at the time. But the Lions CEO has come out. I think it's highly disrespectful what he said, to come out and someone who with this depth of character. And very interestingly, Feehan said, I think we had the best coaching team available. That's very interesting. It's available, so it is. Like, because the best attack coaches, it's harsh on Rob Howley, and it's going to run until the third round of the Six Nations and Wales come to Dublin. But break it down. Everyone knows that Schmidt and Eddie Jones would have been preferred options as the attack coaches on this Lions team, but neither of them were willing to leave their national team with their head coaches 2 years out from a World Cup or play second fiddle to Warren Gatland. It's as simple as that. And when a guy comes out of this stature, an open side on this team, an absolute natural born winner, and says that Johnny Sexton and Owen Farrell ran the attack, we can't but believe them, you know. So they can put out their stats all they like. Unless they call Sean O'Brien a liar, unless he comes back and says he is, and that's not going to happen. The man honestly said it how it was, finally gave the public a glimpse into what's really happening behind the scenes, and he's a hero. He should be applauded for it.
There are going to be a large number of people over the coming weeks and months that will be given the opportunity to call Sean O'Brien a liar. Johnny Sexton, Owen Farrell, everyone that's part of the Welsh camp, any member of that Lions tour that's going to be participating in a Pro 14 game will be speaking to the media in the coming weeks. So there's an awful lot more to come from this. And given how specific Sean was in mentioning the dynamic involving Farrell and Sexton, asking those two about it will be particularly interesting.
Yeah, but what tends to happen is when someone comes out and is just blatantly honest and lays it all out, everyone else just wants it to go away. No one's going to be throwing more fuel on the fire. I think it's...
But a straight question.
Got it. That's why I thought it was quite interesting that the Lions tried to... Dave Barton, who was like the head of media before with England, and he's the head of media with the Lions now, and he's a top professional. He's come out with stats to come up against like a completely honest, straight down the line, here's what happened.
Yeah, they say New Zealand conceded 155 line breaks in their 30 home games since 2012. 47 of those were made by Wales and the Lions, which is pretty much a nod to the attacking coaching
prowess. Okay, so Rob Hiley is then the best attack coach in the world. Okay, fair enough. Then how come one of his players just said he isn't? We can keep going and round and round.
Well,
and
they
round.
Could say he wasn't really one of our players. He wasn't even a back.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Oh, look, somebody could come out and dispute it. Wales are going to have to get behind their men when November rolls around and when the Six Nations. We have ourselves another one of those Gatland's Wales coming to Dublin weekends in the late February or early March, whenever it is. But
there is an alternative viewpoint on this, and it's something a couple of friends of mine actually were talking about earlier today, in that it's... Someone says, hang on, Gavin. Many would think Sean O'Brien was incredibly disrespectful with his outburst. What would you think if Gat slated O'Brien and said he wasn't good enough? So certainly anyone who's involved in coaching perhaps might be thinking, well, maybe what went on tour should have stayed on tour. And with all tours and with the logistical difficulties the Lions have to negotiate, and particularly no more so than this tour, that what they did achieve was an incredible achievement. And we thought after the three test series that what they had done was quite brilliant. And that's why
and one of their elite players has just come out and said, no, it wasn't. We had a good enough team. We had the players. We had everything in place to win this 3-0, which I don't like. We don't believe this. A lot of people don't believe. But if Sean O'Brien says it, why can't it be true? You know what I mean? He firmly believes it. And I don't think Gatland's going to be saying anything about that guy, because they wouldn't have won a test without him on the pitch. He was phenomenal. And he proved himself with absolutely no rugby, which again is always Leinster's loss and all that. With so little rugby, he came out and proved himself. And do you ever hear the New Zealand people talking about him? I mean, these ex-players. Like, it's the same. Only McCaw gets held in higher reverence. He's, again, for whatever it's 10, 15 years, was Brian O'Driscoll, Paul O'Connell, and then now it's Sean O'Brien. They
That's
do
the
know
particularly
who this
damaging
man is.
Part, isn't it? From a Gatland point of view, in that it was someone who was one of the standout players across the three tests that shouldn't really have any axe to grind, because he was selected. He was clearly in a position where he was able to produce his best rugby.
Look, it's been laid out that the standard of coaching, I think it should be noted that Andy Farrell hasn't come out of this in any bad way. He's come out, people behind the scenes talking that he's done a very good job during the tour. But people, when they go back to the coaching standards of Eddie Jones and they go back to the coaching standards of Joe Schmidt, they just feel it was a step down. This is what has been laid out in front of us here. And like, the thing is, to lambast a guy for coming out and being straight, you know what I mean? Like, it's a sad day, and like, people can read between the lines if that starts happening. Like, the Lions doing this press release today is kind of the warning to the next guy who wants to speak his mind. Be very careful, you know what I mean? Like, Sean O'Brien came out and was honest. He's a straight up guy. This is the man he is. He's 30 years old. He's been around the block before. He doesn't take crap anymore, you know what I mean? Now, maybe because he speaks like this over the years, and maybe because he does clearly speak like this internally as well, it might have cost him down through the years, but it doesn't matter. He's one of the best players in the world. He knows this doesn't last forever. And so he came out and was tell the truth.
And knows it's highly unlikely that he'll be part of a Lions squad going to South Africa in 4 years' time.
He holds his body together, he will be.
It would be very interesting if it was Warren Gatland that was coaching again. Unlikely, I would have thought, that he'll get the head coach
unlikely now.
Again. But, well, I can't wait to hear what Warren Gatland's response to this is going to be, because the quote that they included in their press release was one from the tour, so he hasn't actually freshened up his thoughts on what Sean O'Brien has been saying. And obviously the November internationals are only around the corner.
They looked flogged in the first test, they looked tired, you know. The third testing, it makes perfect sense what Sean O'Brien said. They went and they did their downtime thing, which had worked in other countries before and all that, and then they did too much in the lead up to the third test, and it nearly cost them, you know. And in Sean O'Brien's eyes, it did cost them, because they didn't win the test series. Like, this is just a natural born winner being straight. And to say it's knee jerk or to say it's an agenda, I don't see what the agenda is, because his months have passed and he was very composed about how he laid it out. And he was straight up. The guy, I think the lesson here for the Lions is you take this on board to make sure they don't make the same mistakes again, as opposed to coming out with a little a slap with stats, you know. People know the difference. People can see Sean O'Brien, can hear what he said, and then they can read stats and they can make up their own mind very easily, I think.
So in hindsight, were we too quick to laud what they managed to do over there as this incredible achievement?
It still was pretty impressive. A lot of it, see, stats is a ridiculous thing to use in this test series, because it just went to a different plane, or it made no sense, a lot of stuff. Like some of the best tries you've ever seen in your life, the most outstanding stuff, the pressure put on referees, the individual performances, showing how a New Zealand team had it cracked. They lost players. Sonny Bill Williams' decision to do what he did, you know, and then when they started losing Ryan Crotty and their team started to fall apart. Like the All Blacks team that savaged South Africa 57-0 on the weekend is not the team that played in the Test Series, because they were missing so many players, you know. So but they did go there, and it was a great achievement. But to take away from what Sean O'Brien said today, it would be a mistake. The guy's a leader of men. He's also one of the greatest Lions ever. And for the Lions to come out and kind of, they should have just stayed quiet. Mm. They should let the man say what he has to say. He's earned the right to do it.
And let Warren Gatland just it respond is harsh to and it when at, yeah, he's it back is. In and the Welsh hot seat.
This is harsh on Rob Howley, but players saw what they saw, and one of them has spoken.
I wonder, should he just have been specific to Rob Howley? It is very critical of one player to go after one particular coach in that manner. And it's not his coach either, really. I know the forwards are involved in the tacking setup as well, but given that he's implying that two fly halves, or one that played centre for much of the Test Series and Owen Farrell, had to come together to try and take control of the attacking structure and setup, that it would it not have been something that it would have been better not said at all, or certainly just said behind closed doors?
Again, this is not a knee-jerk reaction. This is over a number of months of time. So he's sat and thought about this, and he's talked to colleagues. He roomed with an English flanker for the whole thing. These two guys would have sat there and gone through it all with Haskell the whole time. They would have talked these things out. I'm saying Rob struggled with the group in terms of his attributes of trying to get his message across, you know? Like, if that happens, how the world's never going to know about this, and these guys are going to be lauded forever as these unbelievable coaches who figured it out, and a player should know, hang on a second, that's not what happened.
We figured it out.
Here's the truth. So, you know, he just laid it out, because history will tell a story that's incorrect if the people who are not like on the ground involved in it don't go, actually, hang on a second, here's exactly what happened.
And I hope it doesn't preclude players like Sean O'Brien from doing what he did yesterday more often than in the future.
You have to earn the right to speak like that, though, you know what I mean?
Matthew,
you have to
have Reardon is on Twitter, says, don't see what the big fuss is about. O'Brien is allowed to speak his mind, a fair play to him. He had the balls to do it. Billy Vanapola, interestingly, has been on Five Live tonight, and he was quoted earlier in the day saying the Lions would have won 3-0 with Eddie Jones in charge. He's waded into the bait by telling the BBC tonight, this is a bit of changing room talk that has actually surfaced for the first time, I guess, in rugby terms. Now, this is a guy that will have shared the training paddock with Owen Farrell since the Lions tour, because obviously these guys are working with each other every day. And as soon as he would have seen the comments involving Owen Farrell and Johnny Sexton yesterday, I'm sure Benny Vanapola had a word with Farrell and said, what's going on here? Is this true?
Yeah, well, we're in he said, she said situation there. But like, when you break it all down, Sean O'Brien's quotes, they're in print, they're online, they're in radio. These are separate interviews. And he was very composed, and he laid it out in each time, and he told it how it was. You know what I mean? They didn't get it right in the first and third weeks. They didn't handle the players correctly. The attack coach didn't get the message across to the point where these two guys went, I'm not willing to let somebody else be the reason why I don't win a Test Series in New Zealand when they know they could do it. So they took control. These are great players, you know what I mean?
Gav, thanks a million.
Off the ball.
On News Talk. In association with the Air Sport app, allowing you to cast your favourite sporting action from your tablet or mobile phone straight to your TV.
Sean O'Brien's released a statement saying he stands over his comments made about the Lions' preparations for their tour of New Zealand and the tests against New Zealand within it. To be clear, he says, my views on the Lions' tour were honest and genuine and solely with the intention of building on what was a great tour. Unfortunately, some people have focused on what I feel we could have done better instead of what we did well. I have nothing but respect for Warren and the whole coaching team, in addition to the rest of the backroom staff and squad of players. But I do believe we, the players and coaches, could have done better. Yes. Do I believe we could have won the series? Yes. Do I believe the Lions squad in 2021 will be better for this? Yes. You're seeing a theme here. If we don't look to build on and improve on the tour to New Zealand, how can future Lions squads get better? It's a privilege and an honour to be called a British and Irish Lion, and I hope that this clarifies my position once and for all.